and shining at all times. You are still responsible for homework and projects. Yes, the school year is coming to a close, but it is not over yet. So you still have some things to do. Now, there are three things that you have to do in order to finish strong. Finish strong is a leadership skill that requires us to do, one, whatever it takes. Two, no matter the cost. Three, in order to accomplish the goal. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter what it costs, to accomplish the goal. The goal, Bryson, should be to finish the year strong in excellence, with great behavior, with great grades, and with no excuses. Your focus and your mind says, hey, I want to finish this year with great grades. That means my grades at the end of the year should be better than they were at the beginning. I'm finishing strong, and how am I going to accomplish that? With no excuses. Whatever it takes. If it means I lose my Xbox for the next 2 weeks, I'm willing to do that. If it's going to cost me some attention with my friends, I'm willing to do that. No matter what it takes, no matter what it costs, I need to finish the year strong. So our scripture focus for that was 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Now, although these things are great for your school year, making good choices, making wise decisions, all of those things are great for a school year, but it also are characteristics that you need in order to be sure that on the day Jesus and God calls us all back home, you get to heaven. So this is you practicing, because you never know what day and hour is going to be. But if you want to be sure that you get your mini mansion in heaven, then you have to be sure that you are applying all of the principles and godly wisdom that has been given to you. You won't be able to stand before God and say, but you know, I had an attitude because like Miss James had said, nah, it's not going to work. I mean, I was disrespectful because, you know, he had stepped on my shoe. Okay. No excuses. And so in order for you to finish strong, you have to keep the mindset that I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. But, you know, I was watching the other day, and I wanted to show you this clip, but I couldn't find a shorter version of it. So I was watching this race. It was like a marathon weekend. And there was a lady. It was three ladies that were coming in running towards the end of the race. There were two ladies who were right, if this is the finish line, two ladies that were running side by side. They gave each other a high five thinking they finished, and another lady came up and ran past them, and she won the race. Sometimes you like to celebrate before it's the end. The school year isn't over yet. The race isn't over yet, so you have to be sure that you don't start celebrating. Man, I got the honor roll, and then you forget to do two big projects, and then it's gone. Man, I've been good all year, and then you slip up, and you're in the office. The race isn't over yet, but if you keep focused and you work hard, you will come out on top. Don't be like the two ladies who start celebrating before the end of the race. They just knew that they'd won. I wish I had that clip to show you. They just knew that they won, and then old girl came up right behind them, and she won the race. And they were standing there looking like, oh my God, like what happened? They celebrated too early. Some of you like, man, we got 2 weeks left. We finished testing. We about to turn up. No, turn down and focus. I've been good all year, and then the last 2 weeks of school, I'm seeing people in the office I never seen before. You celebrate too early. It's not over yet. So in order for you to finish strong, here are some things you need to do. Now, the one thing that we want to do first, leaders who finish strong, first they face challenges. Then they demonstrate courage, they make a choice, and they have a celebration. When you're facing challenges, the Apostle Paul was a great leader that showed us what it's like to have a challenge, face it, and keep going. I mean, if you read in your Bible, this guy went through a whole lot of stuff. He went through everything, but nothing stopped him from finishing strong. He went to prison. He was on a ship and it wrecked. He was stuck in the water. He was falsely accused. Yet, he never lost sight of his ultimate goal. While each day for him was harder than the day before, he never failed to rise to the challenge. Remember, 2 weeks ago, we talked about, and you should have been hearing all year long, difficult is not impossible. Just because it's hard doesn't mean you quit. It means you work harder. So there is, life does not have an easy button. I'm sorry. Even when you're really good at one thing, there's going to be something else that you're not going to be so great at, but it doesn't mean that you can't learn to be great at it. So life doesn't have an easy button, but it does have a work hard all the time button. Just because it's not easy doesn't mean you can't do it. So just easy, it don't always happen. Working hard can always happen. So don't let excuses be the map by which you navigate your life. You know how you have a GPS? I have a GPS on my phone, and I needed to find, where do we go, Cam? Jump and Jive for Kylie's party, because I'd never been there. And as long as I listened to the navigation system, it was telling me where to go. Sometimes what we do is allow our excuses to tell us where we're going. And then we get in our feelings, and we end up away from where we wanted to go. So if I put something in the GPS and say, I want to go to Walmart on College Drive, but I don't listen to it, and I go the complete opposite way, I'm going to be so far from Walmart if I don't listen to the direction. Don't let your excuses, I don't know how, she don't like me, it's on. If you approach your work with the I don't know how, she don't like me, it's hard mentality, you're not going to finish. You're going to end up turning your paper, time going to be over, and you won't finish. Oh, wow. Can we have a pause moment for the angel on this side? Can y'all see it? Yeah. No, she's fine. Wait, they can't see, mister. They can't see it. Okay, can just go. Yeah. I'm gonna move it to the center in a minute. Now, the next thing that you have to do is demonstrate courage. Who in here has ever been afraid? Put your hand down. Let me show you how you have courage. Who's ever been afraid to get up in the middle of the night and go to the refrigerator? It was dark. You did it. All right, put your hand down. Watch this. Who, even though you were scared of the dark, who went in the refrigerator anyway? You know what that's called? Courage. Say, I got courage. Say, I have courage. Fear doesn't stop me. I move forward anyway. I have courage. Fear doesn't stop me. I move forward anyway. So the same courage that you have to go into the refrigerator, even though you are afraid and you went anyway, that's the courage that you need to have to finish strong this week. I'm afraid of math, but I'm going to listen anyway. I'm going to do my work anyway. The next thing that you need to have, y'all not following me, is you got to make a choice. The choice is always yours to do what's right. Now, there are many of you that are making the choice right now in this moment. You make the choice on whether or not you're going to listen to your teachers, whether or not you're going to sit correctly, whether or not you're going to be quiet. Your choice determines your outcome. You have to decide that now that I know better, I'm expected to do better. That's why toward the end of your year, your teacher's, man, she write me up for that. I always do that. She taught you better way in August. It's in May, so you are now expected to do better. So now that you know better, do better. And after you've realized that I can do better, then it's up to you to make the choice for better every single time. Every single time, choose better. And after you make the choice, then comes the celebration. Now, I don't want you to celebrate too early, but I do want you to acknowledge your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments. I had some that will come and show me an A or a B on a math test. We celebrate that because it lets you know that you can. We celebrate the good times where I went all week, Pastor D, and I didn't get to the office. That's great to celebrate. But don't celebrate and then get off focus. Celebrate and then find another goal to accomplish. And so with this school year, we have done some amazing, amazing, amazing things. I've seen many of you grow by leaps and bounds. I've seen you take the world and this school year by the horns and accomplish some pretty amazing things. But I want you to remember, even though this is the last chapel, I want you to remind the enemy, the opposing view, you can't stop me. Everything that I set out to do, I will do. Every choice that is for better, I will make. And I will be everything that God has designed me to be. Nothing by any means will stop me from being the light. Nothing by any means will stop me from accomplishing my goal. So you have to tell every negative decision, every person that doesn't believe, every enemy, tell the devil, you can't stop me. Can I hear you say that one time for me?
You can't stop me.
Man, if I was the enemy standing in front of you, I wouldn't even believe you right now. It sounds like real, 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 real weak. So can you tell the devil, you can't stop me? Now, all week long, when you feel like you want to make a very bad choice, you got to tell your bad decision making, you can't stop me. And sometimes you're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror and tell that old way of thinking and that old way of doing things, you can't stop me. So, when you're finishing this school year, eighth graders, I believe your last day is Friday. You got too happy, Justice. I don't like it. I don't like it. You got too excited. You got too excited. Then we have, what, eighth grade graduation next Monday. Kindergarten graduation next Tuesday. And then teachers, the last day of school. All right. It's a fifth grade recognition. I know, yeah. All right, so look. Don't celebrate too early and get off focus. Eighth grade, you got some grades to get in. Fifth grade, you have some grades to get in. Kindergarten, you got some things to learn. So, Mr. Perry, can you get this Y'all want to see the artwork? Then we get ready to go. Come on, Skylar. Miss Chandler, you got your phone or something? All right. Now, give it to me one time. Shh. While we worshiped, Skylar, and I gotta get a picture of this. Skylar did an amazing job. Now, Skylar doesn't say much, but this says a whole lot. Awesome job. About her skills, her talent, her dedication, her focus. So can we give it up for Skylar this morning? Skylar, can I have it? She didn't sign it. Skylar, you have to sign it. You got to sign it. You going to use it? What are you saying, Ms. Durfee? What you saying? A smaller brush? Yeah. Okay, Skylar, you got to sign it before the day is over, okay? All right, guys. So, this is the last chapel. All right. Ella. I got the light of Jesus Christ in it. I be your light, babe. All right, sit down. Ooh. Y'all remember this one? And we about to go. Y'all remember this one? Proverbs 30 and 5. Every word of God is true. Every word of God is true. Y'all, kindergarten stay lit like all the time. All right, guys, heads bowed. What y'all have for breakfast this morning? Oh, Lord, y'all had syrup? Yeah, I did. All right. Heads bowed. Shh. Huh? I said a G-double-O-D-G-O-D. I said G-O-D. Good God. I said a G-double-O-D-G-O-D. What was the middle school thing from Retreat? I forgot it. Y'all too crunk this morning.